It's The Current's Music News, the daily podcast where we tell you what you need to know about what's going on in the music world. And on Friday, we round up your new releases. Today is Friday, September 21st. I'm Jay Gabler.
And this is Jade here, patiently waiting to tell you about some very buzzy new albums and a raw and intimate release from 1983 that's finally seen the light of day.
First, here are a few of today's headlines. Hip-hop mogul Suge Knight has been sentenced to 28 years in prison for a hit-and-run death that he caused in 2015.
I was about to say, it feels like he's constantly been in court in these last, the last decade or so. So it almost seems strange that there's a conclusion.
Yeah, and this has been a long legal battle. It's a very sad case, obviously led to the death of a man, very confusing, related to Suge Knight's portrayal in the NWA biopic Straight Outta Compton. There was a dispute on the film set. He left the film set and this hit and run followed. And it's all just quite a tragedy. But Suge Knight apparently going to be behind bars for quite some time now. So Millie Bobby Brown wants us all to stop making weird assumptions about the fact that she is apparently constantly texting with Drake.
So this is 11 from Stranger Things, in case you're not familiar. And yes, she is a young girl.
And 14.
Yeah, 14, and befriended Drake,
31.
Canadian superstar. Yeah, and it does seem weird, quite possibly all innocent, brother-sister sort of relationship, but nevertheless, a little weird.
This all became news when Millie Bobby Brown, in a red carpet interview, told Access Hollywood that she is always texting with Drake, that he gives her advice on dating. They apparently, you know, say how much they miss each other and wish they could hang out more. And I think the fact that at the time Drake was thought to be dating an 18-year-old model helped kind of fuel this narrative about Drake maybe being a little bit too familiar with people who are over a decade younger than him. Well, Millie Bobby Brown has now gone to Instagram and called her relationship with Drake, quote, a lovely friendship. She said, "You guys are weird," using the letter U, like Prince, for insinuating that it might be anything more. She says, quote, "I'm very blessed to have amazing people in my life," and she wants us all just to move on. And apparently, Drake isn't even dating that model. So let's all just get back to the music. Speaking of music, let's talk about furniture.
Okay.
So this is furniture upholstered by probably the rock world's most famous former upholsterer, Jack White.
Oh, so is this like a furniture line like Rihanna? We've been hearing a lot of people releasing some furniture lines. Is that what this is too?
I could see that happening at some point. But no, this relates to Jack White's former career as an upholsterer. Back when he was first starting out in the music biz, the White Stripes hadn't really made it nationally yet. He worked as an upholsterer. And a footstool upholstered by Jack White back in the day is now up for sale on eBay, with bids as of the time that we are sitting here recording on Friday reaching over $1,800.
You know what? I would pay more than that.
And the seller says, yeah, this is a very fine stool, an ottoman technically, worth nearly $1,000 without even being related to Jack White. But there it is with a little Third Man Upholstery label on the bottom. And this at first got fans excited because they thought it might be one of those pieces of furniture that Jack White hid records in. This was actually a thing. This guy he was in the upholstery business with was in a band with Jack White. They were, of course, called The Upholsterers.
Perfect.
They recorded a single. They pressed 100 copies, and they apparently hid them all in furniture that they upholstered.
That's something you do when you know you're going to be super famous. Like, you can't do that if you know your band's not going anywhere.
Oh, totally. You know, it sounds like it could be an urban legend or just like a rumor Jack White started. But then people have actually found these records. This is a real thing. But so it turns out this particular footstool looks like it was finished in the 90s. And they didn't start hiding those records until the early 2000s. So don't buy this ottoman thinking you're going to get a rare Jack White record. Just think you're going to get a really nice ottoman with an interesting musical pedigree. The hottest button to button.
All right, and now my favorite part of the Friday, looking and listening to new music. So we've got a number of really buzzy ones today, and I'm going to start off with one of those extremely buzzy albums. This one from Christine in the Queens. And, you know, this whole story behind this band feels like a fairy tale. A French singer with a broken heart moves to London, is taken under the wing by some kind-hearted drag queens. They finally find their voice, and they become a star. And the singer and songwriter has released this triumphant second album called Chris, and it just glitters and struts while sharing these really empowering songs about love and acceptance and gender roles. One of my favorite tracks is Girlfriend, and it showcases all of that shimmery glow.
There's new Prince music today, and by new, I actually mean 35-year-old Prince music, but Prince music that has not seen the light of day, except maybe in some rare bootlegs. This is a rehearsal tape from 1983. The album has been released as Piano and a Microphone 1983, and it's just 35 unedited minutes of Prince at the piano, singing, working through some songs that were finished songs that would be released, other songs that have not been heard before, like a song called Wednesday. It was a song that he was considering for the film Purple Rain. And then some covers. He covers Joni Mitchell's A Case of You, one of his all-time favorite songs. So they're all the feelings there. And I think the track on this album that has most intrigued fans is a very early, very short version of Purple Rain.
Never meant to cause you any sorrow. Never meant to cause you pain.
So Brockhampton, you might have heard this name bumping around if you're online a lot, but Brockhampton is a group of guys that formed online when they were all together on this Kanye West forum, and they wear the title of boy band as a badge of honor. So they've got this new album called Iridescence. It's actually their fourth album following up last year's Saturation trilogy. And the band has also suggested that this might be the kickoff to another trilogy that's going to be called The Best Years of Our Lives. They've got this mix of smooth R&B and lively and invigorating rapping that you can hear on the song Jovert.
And as we promised, we are excited to talk about new Lana Del Rey.
I've been waiting so long for this, Jay.
Lana Del Rey has announced her sixth studio album. It's going to be called Norman, brackets, expletive, Rockwell. But the album won't be out until next spring, but she's already dropped a couple of tracks from the album. Mariner's Apartment Complex and this very unusual and beautiful and weird 9.5-minute song, the longest song Lana Del Rey has ever released. It's called Venice Bitch.
Feel fun, feel love, fresh out of scuff forever, trying to be stronger for you.
That's today's music news. I'm Jay Gabler.
And I'm Jade.
Jade is also our producer. You can hear all this new music over at thecurrent.org. We will be back on Monday with more music news.
And don't forget to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you can make sure you get your daily fix of The Current's music news.
Calling out bang, bang, kiss, kiss.